I've said it very clearly to the Director of Services that the Sligo County Council have been too lenient in relation to this building and the process and regulations. The building is unsafe, it's unsightly, it's having a negative effect on one of our satellite towns, which is Ballaghaderry. It's a growing village. Huge work is done on a daily basis by volunteers in Ballaghaderry Tidy Towns, the Ballaghaderry Community Council, and this needs to be dealt with. And we know that this developer has bought up a lot of properties across Europe in terms of that have been left from the boom, and not many of them have progressed, and which is unfortunate. So we're dealing with people who aren't really into the one and two homes or small money. The owners of this are dealing with property across a number of continents, but it is our job now to ensure that this property in Ballaghaderry, owned and purchased by the Comer brothers, is dealt with. And I've asked Sligo County Council to move this on in terms of this building should be added to the derelict register unless the developers come back to Sligo County Council with a very clear plan for completing this building.
And is Easter seen as a bit of a deadline or D-Day? Will a firm hand be taken by Sligo County Council thereafter, or will it just be a case that it'll rumble on inevitably?
Yeah, no, it is time for some action in relation to this. This can't continue. It's sitting there too long, continuing to deteriorate in effect. And we know from my motion and the reply from the Director of Service that this structural survey or conditional survey, which has been completed, has highlighted several significant issues with the complex. And therefore, Sligo County Council advised us on Monday last that they would not have an interest in the complex due to the structural issues, due to the issues that the report has highlighted. So it is a matter now for the owners to come back with a plan for this building.